Jay W Mobile.
HW4DJW,
how are you, Red?
Good, fine. I'm actually on my way home from making a quick pit stop here in Powdersville from the Gaffney Hamfest.
Let's all get the groomers and we're making our way home. How was the Hamfest?
It wasn't bad at all, honestly. I was actually out there helping Gary, KI4DLS, with a couple of things and, actually managed to get my hands on a new antenna and power pole crimper.
How much did you get?
Got Yagi. I don't know the model number off the top of my head. I haven't had time to sit down and Google it. I'm still on the road.
Is it 2 meters, 70 centimeter, HF? What kind is it?
The 440 Yagi.
Oh, those are handy. I've got one of those in the attic.
Possibly make my own rotors type system and put it on a pole, maybe.
Rotor yourself?
Exactly a rotor per se, but something of the sort.
It's for satellite communication. It had azimuth and elevation. It worked really good. I used two separate Raspberry Pis and data that you can download off the internet as for which satellite was coming overhead at what point in time. So I get my angle and elevation from that data that was on the internet and then just point at that satellite when it came over, track it all the way overhead, horizon to horizon, and then go to the next one. And just, it used to just sit there and track satellites all day long. That was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Now I think about doing something like a lot of the rotors that I saw with the axis degrees and all that. I actually work with robots for a living, so I've done something like that with a non-robot type system. I've got a funny feeling I know how to do this, but I just need to get my hands on materials to do it.
A stepper motor on a three-axis CNC machine, so I knew how to drive stepper motors. And then I did some research on Raspberry Pis and found out how to correlate that with what I knew. And before you know it, a couple of drivers, a couple of Raspberry Pis, a couple of stepper motors, and I had to machine the gears and the pipe, the gears and the axles and the frames using the three-axis CNC router. So I used that to make another instance of itself, except one that tracks satellite. I had wooden gears, big sprocket, like a sprocket on a bicycle crank. So that it would last a long time. It wasn't, you know, I wanted to build something that was big enough that it would take a long time to wear it out. And it was a good learning experience. But after about 6 months of running it, one of the stepper motor drivers burned up. It was the stepper motors were too big for the drivers. I needed to get bigger drivers.
I think I see how you did it now. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do stepper motors quite yet, or I might go get my hands on a servo of some kind, but the thing about trying to find a motor with a brake on it, so I'm not moving the antenna to point out different repeaters. I'm planning on using this Yagi for repeater use in my main base station at home. I'm thinking about getting a motor with a brake on it, so that way the antenna itself doesn't move around unless I tell it to.
Good. The stepper motor will do that, but it consumes a lot more energy. Because when you turn the stepper motor on, when you put power to the driver, whether it's moving or not, it's drawing the same amount of current all the time. Just to hold it still, it takes as much current. Well, it actually takes more current to hold it still than it does to let it rotate. But whereas I don't think the typical rotators, like you get antenna rotators, are like that. I think when they're idle, they're not drawing any current.
What do you think now? Because I know about these, at my job, we got these rotor-type brakes that when you press the foot pedal, it actually allows you to move the turntable by hand, but when you let go, it stops it. I know it applies brake. That's the kind of system I'm thinking about doing. I don't know. I got to think on this for a little bit. This it's going to be at least a month-long project in the making after I get my engine and I'm rolling.
Did you say you work for, you work with robots for a living?
I work with Bandit Robots.
That's pretty cool. What kind of robots? Like industrial strength? Like they use at BMW Michelin or something else?
Industrial strength Fennec robots. They also got KUKAs there as well. They got the two big names there. They got another oddball name, but they're 20-year-old robots. They're actually Nazis. I've actually worked with all three, but I mainly work with Fennec industrial robots for most part now.
The big bucks. Those are the kind of, it's good to work for somebody at program or do maintenance on, but yeah, some of those things cost more than your house.
Oh, I know. I may or may not have accidentally crashed one of them by trying to home it out one day.
We had programmers at Michelin that used to crash them every now and then. We had one in Spartanburg one time that ran a tool into a vertical lathe that was spinning with like a 3 or 4 ton part on it. And that thing went right out the factory door. It came off the turret and kept spinning, stood up on its end like a tire, and rolled. I mean, it was several tons of mass, and rotated up and went, made its own door out of the factory. Nobody got hurt, but that was a programming error not to make in the future.
They used one of the Titan robots. Wow. Huh. That's what I'm saying there. No, we don't even use stuff that big. I think we got like 200-pound parts, but this enclosure, for the most part, is like at least 5 foot away from the robot. They take extra care with all the stuff we may or may not have done. Now, to confirm or deny the amount of crashes that we've done since I've been there.
Probably a robot. It was just a three-axis CNC vertical lathe for turning mold parts for what they call Jenny Seville. A Jenny Seville is a tire that is the tires like they use up in the gold rush in Alaska, or not even in Alaska, down in the 48, but the tires that are like, I don't know, 18, 20, 24 feet tall. Yeah, you could stand three men on top of each other, they'd still be taller than the three men. These are really big parts. And, yeah, when one of those things, when you make a mistake with one of those things, it's very expensive. But thankfully, nobody made many mistakes, not more than once, anyway.
Okay, I see what you're talking about now. Yeah, I actually work a drive automotive. I'll just tell you, don't bother me. No, I work a drive automotive right now, and we made the parts for the Peterbilt and Kenworth 18-wheeler trucks, the single cast, namely. And, dude, you talking about those big tires, I'm sitting here thinking, comparing them to the floor pans we build. Like, those things are absolute monsters. I'm sitting here comparing the two. They're pretty much both identical there.
Mass and motion. Once that stuff gets started, once that speed gets cranked up there, that's dangerous until it stops again. Anyway, it's a lot of fun learning about it. I enjoyed my time spent there. Still use it today. Still use that the information and the knowledge I gained there for my hobbies today. So enjoyed that a lot more than working in financials. Financials, it paid good, but it was boring work.
I'm actually using a bit of my knowledge from my main job, and believe it or not, ham radio. Believe it, because like next general question, dude, let me tell you, they're pretty much one for one with what I studied for in college and exactly what I do on a day-to-day basis. I found it kind of funny that everything I was studying up for was pretty much what I do on a day-to-day basis.
I do that somewhat as well for resiliency. A redundancy, and you know, just making sure that things will continue to work under worse conditions, or you've got backups that'll take over, that kind of thing. I did that in financials, which was rewarding somewhat. But there was, I mean, once you get it to where you're at seven sigma, they're good enough. Six sigma is probably good enough. Seven sigma is even better. But once you get it that good, you're kind of like maxed out in that area.
Mobile Friday. Daggone, that's pretty impressive there, Dave. Man, I kind of wish I was in your boat, retired, and able to enjoy the hobbies all day long.
I've been looking forward to it. I've kind of pinched myself every now and then to see if this is real. And it is. So far it is. I'm having a good time. I'm having a blast. But it's still like I just can't get away from that pressure to get it complete. like I was thinking when I retired, that pressure would be gone, but it's not. It's still there.
Some things never change. I hear you there. My grandfather told me the same thing when he retired from jobs up there in North Carolina.
I guess that means we do it to ourselves. We put pressure on ourselves unnecessarily, but it does help move things along. It all helps to keep moving along. My wife would say I'm not knocking enough of her honeydews out fast enough, but with her, as fast as I knock them out, she'll come up with new ones, so I have to kind of regulate that. I have to, I can't finish those too quick, or that's all I'll be doing.
Dave, you got me busting out laughing there. Oh, man. Yeah, you remind me of my grandfather there. He pretty much told me right about the same thing.
I'm having a good time. As long as everything continues to hold out the way it's holding out so far, I'm enjoying it. But I haven't crashed any airplanes yet, knock on wood. That'll probably be more painful when you're not working than when you are working. But we shall see. What, you got plans for the rest of the day?
As soon as I get home, I'm probably going to get a salmon down my throat and pretty much hit the hay. I got to go back into work tonight, unfortunately. And although little does my job realize that my projects are done and I got plans playing ham radio almost all night.
Good to have a job that you can do that. I'm planning on going to the airfield if possible, if the wind doesn't pick up. Or I saw no rain today or tomorrow. 1% today, or 0% today, 1% tomorrow. 4 to 6 mile an hour winds today and 0 mile an hour winds tomorrow. So I think I'm going to, once I get Maggie home from the groomer, I'm probably going to go flying.
Right there, now I really wish I was back on second or first shift. I'd had all the time of the day to be able to do that, but man, if I ever went, I can't do it anymore right now. I'd probably go back to night shift.
I'm in the shadow because I didn't get very much of that. It got really, really scratchy.
It is one of the weird things. But, like I said, I kind of wish I could do that. Again, but I'm stuck on night shift right now. I can't do it.
Wrap me up. We'll go out there. But I completely get it. I understand.
Yeah, hey, it's cut this short, man, but it's been fun talking to you, but I'm about to hit one of the weird areas of those are where I cannot absolutely already hear the repeater or get out, it seems like. So 7-3 days, it's been fun talking to you. This has been KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final, man. Hope you have a great day.
Likewise, appreciate you riding with me on the way home from the groomer. KO4NH, W4DJ, W Mobile.
WKM4RGX.
GX, W4DJ, W, good afternoon.
And I hadn't talked to you in a while. Carol here. Hey, is my radio getting out pretty good? I'm on HT down here in Anderson.
That is very impressive from Anderson on a handheld because it's almost full scale. It's not quiet. It backs off of full scale a little bit, but it is full quieting. I don't hear anything but you.
Pretty much. That's what I was wanting to hear. I was just kind of testing out to make sure I could call in on the net tonight. Down here doing some camping down here in Anderson, so just wanted to make sure I could reach it.
Well, it does sound good. Are you on a rubber duck or you're on a different antenna?
A 2-meter Ringo Ranger.
Well, there you go. That explains it. It's all in the antenna. That just proves it's all the antenna. Not so much the radio as it is the antenna. Ringo Ranger is doing the job.
do appreciate it. All right, Dave, I just wanted to make sure I was getting out. I'll let you go, but I do appreciate you coming back to me. W4DJWKM4RGX, and thank you, buddy.
All right, Carol, catch you on the net this evening. W4DJW Mobile.